what it means to have the righteousness of God in them. The righteousness of God while we're in him. That means we're right with God. God is more, we are more conscious of righteousness on the inside of us than we are of the evil coming at us. And we rise up in our righteousness. We rise up in our righteous indignation and we stand our ground against poverty. We stand our ground against temptation. We stand our ground against evil. We stand our ground against the works of that devil. And we then we begin to use what we got. And we said to that thing, in the name of Jesus. You stop right there. You say, in the name of Jesus, that's far as you come. You say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not yielding to you today. The next day, and the next day, and the next day. It's over with in Jesus' name. Why? Because I realize I've been raised with him. I have a new life. And this God that's on the inside of me is stronger, greater than anything the devil can throw at me. He wants you to think that he has the power to overpower you to the place where you can't do nothing. But if you fill your heart with the word of God, and you'll get that word in your mouth. If you keep some praise going on, hallelujah, you become invincible. You become unstoppable. You'll know how to praise your way through every temptation. You'll know how to praise your way through every test and trial. You won't be in the trial crying, oh my God, what I'm gonna do, how I'm gonna get through. I already know when I praise God, he shows up in the middle of my praise. And wherever God is, the devil can't be there. Wherever God is strong, and the stronger and the more I praise him, the stronger and greater his power gets. And the Bible tells me that the folk that withstand or come against me, he cannot withstand the power of God. In the name of Jesus, he has to flee. He has to flee. So the Bible says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't give in to pain. You resist him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more you resist him, the stronger you will become. And the grace of God is sufficient for you in your greatest hour of temptation. So how do you know that, Pastor? Paul said, I was given a thorn in the flesh, and I cried out to the Lord. I called for him three times, and I said, I heard him say, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And Paul said, I finally caught it. I finally caught on. I realized I was trying to do it in my own strength. And as long as I was trying to make it on my own, I was failing. But I realized when I'm weak, then am I strong. When I lay aside what I know in the natural and pick up what I know in the realm of the spirit and begin to use the name of Jesus, then I know that I got what I need to do, get the job done. I heard about it, but Peter and John did it, and I heard about it. They was on their way to to the temple at the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. And there was a man who had been there. How long had he been there? Over 40 years. Hallelujah. And he was there to beg for some money to help him out, because he was sitting there. Had legs, it wouldn't work for him. But he thought somebody said, just get you a cup and then just stick it out. Maybe somebody help you. But here come Peter and John. Hallelujah. Stuck the little cup out. Hallelujah. But he met a couple of guys that knew something that the rest of them didn't know. And Peter told him, son, silver and gold, I don't have that. But what you need and what I got, you can have it. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I come to tell you this morning, you may be in this audience, you're going through some stuff, but in the name of Jesus, it'll work for you. You may be live streaming right now, sitting in your room, going through a test, pain rushing through your body, doctor giving you a bad report, but I want to speak to you in the name of Jesus. I change that in your life. I turn it around for you, because God loves you. Hallelujah. 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 You've been crucified. Christ's been raised from the dead. Every good thing in life, it belongs to you. It's yours. It's yours. You can receive it. You can receive it. You can receive it. Just come through the door. Take possession of it. Hallelujah. I said, take possession of it. Don't let the past problems speak louder than the word of God to you today. Receive it. Say, it's mine. I have it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then thank him for it. Thank you, Lord. I got it. It's mine. Don't check in with your feeling. Because your feeling might tell you something wrong. But you check in and hold fast to the word of God. Just hold fast to it. Amen. Young people, all kind of stuff out there. Whew. The word of God had met every person, every generation, every age, every group. I don't care who you are, how old, how young. It got everything you need. Holy Spirit is well able to break it down, communicate it to you. I don't care what level of learning you are, where you are. The Holy Spirit know how to communicate it to you if you listen. You'll take time to pay the words of God, give it your undivided attention. He'll speak to you. He'll reveal to you. He'll teach you. Now, I can speak it, but if you just don't pay it no attention, it's just like God will say it to you, because he's using my mouth. But if you, I don't care who you are, how young or old, if you will hear it, that word will speak to you. Spirit of God will tell you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. Amen.